In a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. She never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne
we'll be right back. What song?
Well, that.
I'm not sure what that is. I'm sorry.
It's a song. Yay!
Okay, I'm just not sure what that is.
It's a song. It goes boom, 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 yeah.
On the radio?
I can dance. Boom, 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 boom,
Do you know, what kind of song is it? A rock song or a rap song or a country song?
Yeah, it goes boom, 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 yay!
Boom, 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 but I'm not sure what kind of song it is.
Sing it with me, and then you'll know. Boom, 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 yay!
Yeah, okay.
Actually, that was Oasis, Super Champagne Supernova.
Bright Blue Chevy Nova.
I don't think it went like that, but anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls at 3:08 in the afternoon. And I think Funny Man Christopher has some knowledge on that song that he wants to impart to us.
Yeah. So Noel Gallagher, the guitar player, and one of the brothers who, you know, Liam and Noel, who feud constantly.
Yep, always.
They were not getting along that day.
Yep.
So Noel, who wrote the song, decides not to show up in the studio that day. Luckily, the great guitar player, one of my favorite guitar players, and great songwriter, a guy from the Jam by the name of Paul Weller, used to play in the Jam. He was recording his Wonderwall solo album at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Not Wonderwall. Never mind. Starflower, something like that. Wonderflower. I forget the name.
No, it was Wallflower.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Luckily, he was in the next studio next door, and all the guitar parts and the leads were handled by Paul Weller.
Of course.
Because I'm posting, I'm not going to play guitar and they're drinking. No, no, no. What? That's exactly how it sounded.
Is that how he sounded?
Yeah, word for word.
Okay. Anyways, kids, welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful 66 degrees. Still, it's holding steady here in Medford. And I would like to say, because I always do every week, it is July 8th, obviously. And it is National Chocolate with Almonds Day. So enjoy your mounds.
Oh, with almonds?
I thought it was with almonds.
I thought it was almonds. I was waiting to have a chocolate.
That's mounds, right? With the almonds?
Well, I was. Yes, that is.
Okay.
But they both have coconut, so those are yucky.
Yeah, it's kind of. I'm not a. We're not.
We don't like coconut.
Yeah, you know, I can take or leave coconut. But I thought it was with almonds.
I've seen you do that.
That is code for
take
something.
Take and leave coconut.
Take. Yeah, sometimes you well.
You got
so I thought it was cold, with, like right I said, there. It was with almonds. So I was waiting to have my chocolate bar with one of the Almond Brothers.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
I was hanging out waiting for Greg Almond to show up so I can have my chocolate. So it's almonds.
Yeah.
Almonds.
Not almonds.
No.
So I don't have to.
Almonds.
So what do I,
however they say it.
What's the song
around
that
the country?
Goes,
what do I do about I'll Greg Almond shows up?
I have to I'll play an Almond jingle. Brothers song now. And it's also...
Hey, this is Greg Allman. I just showed up at your house to eat chocolate.
Collector Car Appreciation Day.
Sweet.
Yes. So, that is your national days for today, which is weird.
I found it.
What? What'd you find?
I found something.
Wow. It's about time.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Oh, so I was wrong. Almond Joy's. Okay.
So
I was wrong.
Because it's almond joy that has nuts.
Got nuts. Mounds don't. But mounds have mounds.
I got a feeling that this M&M Mars company like made this holiday up.
Well,
it's actually Hershey.
Of course.
Hershey makes them?
Yeah, Hershey makes them.
Then what does M&M Mars do?
They make M&Ms.
But what about Mars? What's he do? Just sit there and eat the M&Ms?
Yeah, he's on Mars.
Jerk. Slacker.
What are you talking about?
The M&M Mars Corporation.
Guess what year that came out in? The jingle.
46.
Money Penny. 1970.
Here we go.
Making my own mounds.
Wow, that's really low. Wow. What a really
Brady commercial.
Is it lame?
Oh, it's so lame. And we were pasted to the TV watching those commercials.
If we fell for that garbage.
They also
and we did.
Peppermint patties and Cadbury products. Like dairy milk and Carmelo.
Here we go. Sometimes you don't.
I'm enjoying that nut. Mounds don't. Is that the country version?
Apparently.
Do you have Yeehaw. The Trent Reznor industrial 90s version?
Plus, now there's also a new Mounds with creamy rich milk chocolate.
That is so dirty. Or maybe that's just my mind.
That's your mind.
Okay. Yeah, that's your mind.
Okay, because she said Peter Paul has nuts.
Oh, you know what I have, though?
Nuts?
That you said, no. That Christopher said. Never mind.
What do you mean, never mind?
Well, Chris wants to do a...
Imagine if you had like a 90s industrial version of that commercial.
Sing it. Go, do go, it. Go, go, go,
go, go, go. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Don't.
Yeah. And the crowd just went crazy.
Oh,
there's a mosh
my.
Pit right now for that.
Well, I've been in plenty of mosh pits.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, of course I have. You know that.
Were you still giving your fact?
And that's, no, I'm factless.
Okay.
And that was in Sunday
right.
church alone.
Well,
hey.
I'd like to interject, if I may, since the Giddy Up has two new likes.
Oh, Breaking excellent. Likes. I wonder how that happened.
I don't know. But somebody named Felix Agam. Felix Agam.
All right.
Thank you, Felix.
We're getting out there. He goes to Everett High.
Yeah.
And the other person is...
I am Trent Reznor. This is how I write songs.
I love it.
Make all my verses sound like this.
And he gets emotional.
Yeah.
Then I throw in some random percussion. So that you...
Who's our other like?
Trying to find it. I lost it.
Did we make fun of him so he disliked us?
No, actually, we didn't make fun of him yet.
This is wait, son. Wait your turn.
Oh, I lost it. What's wrong with me?
When my voice starts getting louder.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Then I bring it back down.
It's it on the echo too.
Oh, I found it.
What the hell was that? Sometimes it's very long. It can go on and on, but it's very awesome.
Awesome.
This is a Trent Reznor song. Yeah, it's still going.
So do you know who likes us? Who else likes
yes.
us?
It's Edward Wazazak Jr.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Did you win the date with Amy?
Edward, you'll be dating Amy tonight at the
date with Amy.
Levitation Festival.
Say the number again.
I think you need to shut my mic off for what was in my head. Actually, you don't want to shut the mic off. You may want to just pull it out of the wall.
Look at this girl.
Oh, look at that.
She looks like a Bobby doll.
She does. Do we know her?
No.
Does she like us?
No.
Is she real?
I don't know. Creepy piano.
She is real. And she went to Harvard.
Did she now?
Imagine that.
Habeas corpus porcupinibus.
Oh, I had to play that song. This is... I am Trent Reznor. It is so true. Everything he sang...
I kind of feel like hearing Head Like a Hole now after that.
Really?
We'll take it to the Giddy Up Labs, and we'll compare and contrast that song and see what we can
all right out of it. 3:17 in the afternoon. It is 66 degrees. I gave you the national days. I will be back with the weather in a little bit, but... Right now, we're going to leave it up to Chris, I think.
Oh, okay. Do you want
to
do
her.
News first? Would you want to do news, and then I'll...
No, I can wait. That's fine.
Okay. I wasn't sure if she had stories
like to,
ready.
I like to say the ladies first. Ladies first. Mimolets before papalados. You know, that's how I roll.
Well, M is before P.
Yeah, you always have to have mimolets before papalados. I don't even know what that means.
LMNOP.
Actually, you do?
I
and
do.
And that's a bad thing. Or a good thing. It depends on what side of the spectrum you fall.
Yeah, the spectrum you roll.
All right. So, Paul, if you would please be so kind to turn up my computy box.
Yes, sir.
And so what we're going to do here is, once again, before the show, we, in an undisclosed location, spun the ginormous wheel, and we landed on the year of 1984.
We did, right.
So what we're going to do here is go through the charts of 1984, and unlike last week in 1976, solid 1 through 100, I cannot find a stinker in the bunch.
Really?
Yeah.
I got mail.
There'll be no turn in the punch bowl this week. So, we're going to kick it off at number 20.
All right.
Michael Jackson, the Jacksons, with Mick Jagger. A State of Shock. At number 19. Ripping off Huey Lewis in the News says, "I want a new drug."
Hey, listen, I do too.
Ray Parker.
And I've seen Huey Lewis a number of times, believe it or not.
I've seen him once.
I ain't afraid. He,
as old as he is, was great.
And they say he has the biggest Johnson in rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Who says that? You?
Well, actually, this is Ray Parker ripping him off at the Ghostbusters theme. At number 17, renamed for a jeans commercial that said Sasson Say So Much, and he took criticism for it, Elton John with Sasson Say So Much.
And I have to admit, I love Elton John.
Oh, we all do. I love Elton.
Great musician.
Not Something You Did in Your Bedroom Alone When You Were 17. It's actually a band, Wang Chung. With Dance Hall Days.
Oh, I Wang Chung.
Did you? So,
yes, I did.
You Wang Chung tonight?
Oh, this is Dance Hall Days, though.
Yeah, it's Dance Hall Days. Wang Chung tonight was later. Number 15. Back when she was young and attractive, and I would have had sex with her, Madonna. And it's actually a song I like by her. Nice little poppy numbers. Number 14, one of my favorites, but not one of my favorite songs by him, Infatuation from the Camouflage album.
Okay.
When Jeff Beck was going to tour with them, and then...
Before he was a loser.
Then he said, hey, you know what, mate? I don't feel like it. New Wave Idols coming in at number 13, the Thompson Twins. With
I love the Thompson Twins. Love.
That's a great song. We're gonna let it play out a little bit, huh? You kids missed on the new wave.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, too bad. Speaking of new wave, at number 12,
the probably the preeminent new wave band from Boston, a band called The Cars.
Ooh. Rick Ocasek?
I to me, this is, yes, Rick Ocasek, the handsomest man ever in rock.
Who married a model? What was her name? Paulina?
Yeah. And they're still married to this day. So, if Amy, you want to call him with some
I actually,
car story.
Honestly, I'm not even kidding. I delivered.
I remember this.
I delivered furniture to, not furniture, but a stove, a refrigerator to his house.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's weird.
Did he have his wig on? Or did he like have to put it on when he came to the door?
I don't know. He had it on.
And in the more dancey R&B vein, we have Denise Williams, Let's Tear It for the Boy, where she danced with Midget. What a rock in this chart.
He's my Romeo.
At number 10, sorry, Denise.
That's okay.
ZZ Top with their big comeback from the Lemonair album, With Legs. They own the video world.
Chet's favorite group in the world.
Yeah.
He has a ZZ Top tattoo.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does. That's what that is. At number 9. Now it's really Huey Lewis. This is not Ray Parker ripping off one of his
songs. There we go.
Part of rock and roll. It's still beating, by the way.
Huey Lewis is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Great. At number 8, we don't have any audio for this, which I'm kind of happy for. It's not my favorite song. Almost Paradise.
I can easily get it. You know that.
It's actually titled Almost Paradise. Love theme from Footloose. Love theme from Footloose.
Almost Paradise. Wow. I don't know how it goes.
At number 7,
good song.
An album recorded in Boston.
Right.
Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Her breakthrough album. We're still waiting for her next hit. 30 years later.
I loved Cyndi Lauper growing up. I had a poster of her on my door. My bedroom door.
Well, you're so unusual.
I am.
Number 6, Mr. William Broad. To his friends, Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face. This is a great song. Great album, Rubble Yell, by the way.
How can you not love Billy Idol?
Man, this is a really strong chart, huh?
Yes, it really is. That's when we were growing up, bro. I mean, that's when music was music.
Yeah, no kidding. Duran Duran, Ritzy Reflex, this song you could
Duran,
not
Duran.
Stephen Ragged Tiger was the album produced by Nile Rodgers of Sheep. At number 4, I want to call this a turd in the punch bowl song because I don't think it's bad. It's just not my taste. It's a little trite. Self-Control by Laura Branigan. Can you just picture like Miami Vice right now? They're driving around in the cars and they're... Their suits with the sleeves rolled up and busting Yayo and Yahoo and
what?
Drug dealer in
Yayo.
Miami while listening to the song.
Oh, I remember this song.
At number 3, it's not Van Halen, but it's the Pointer Sisters. They're not just saying jump, they're saying jump for my love. Van Halen just wanted you to jump.
Yes, true.
Apparently.
Pointer Sisters, you needed to do something. It was not just a verb. You had to do something.
It was the beginning of the step dances or the cha-cha slide.
The cha-cha slide, all that stuff.
The electric slide.
At number 2, we have another artist who is still very active, who is actually on tour right now. So go see if you have the chance. The Boss. From that humongous album.
He always has to slide in Bruce Springsteen, no matter what.
It's really bad.
You know what?
It's really bad.
It's his favorite artist.
I know.
And he always has to slide it in. I don't even think it's on the top shot.
Oh, but it is. But it is, Paul. Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen and the High and Mighty E Street Band. Coming in at number 1, and I think this was the first of a 4-week run. And, Paul, I'm going to throw it back to you if you want to play this.
I already have the chills.
I know. Oh, why is it so low?
That's what she said.
I won't.
I'm talking about my balls.
They're like Easter eggs.
It's hard to find this.
Do you want me to grab it? I have it.
If you have it?
Yeah.
Play it, please.
Okay. So coming in at number one is from a little album known as Purple Rain.
Yeah, a little album.
You may have heard of it. When Doves Cry, Prince and the Revolution.
It's so low. No matter what.
Yeah, I have as loud as it can go.
I know.
So what we'll do is let's just jump to the chorus here. You kids remember this one? What a brilliant album.
Yeah. These kids will not remember this one.
Oh, man.
I do. I'm a kid.
What a great album.
To
I mean,
who?
Oof.
To Ed?
Yeah.
And Rosemary?
Yes, I'm their kid.
Man. He's an album.
What a... That was probably one of the greatest albums of all time. One of the greatest albums of all time.
Can I play the B-side briefly of this?
You can do whatever you want, brother.
Maybe my favorite Prince song. It was called, and well, it still is called, 17 Days.
Oh.
Might be my favorite Prince song. The B-side. Didn't even put his best stuff on the album.
I know. Oh.
I just want to grab a tambourine.
I just want to take some ecstasy.
It's funny.
That's all he did.
As a guitar player, I was really influenced by Prince's rhythmatic playing more than like
he
a guy
was
who...
unbelievable guitar player.
Instead of like these 80s hair bands where these guys just played way too many notes, stuff like this is how I became a guitar player. Listen to
that's
the lyrics.
Very cool.
I know, right? I am too.
I remember the song.
The hook in this is incredible.
So here I sit in my lonely room, looking for my sunshine. But all I got is two cigarettes, this broken heart of mine. So let the rain come down, the rain come down, let the rain come down, down.
Who plays the B-sides, huh?
But this song was on the radio.
So good.
There is no more B-sides nowadays.
No.
Well, that's what we call them because that's how we grew up.
I know. But there was a B-side back then. You flipped the record over.
I remember that song. Great song. 17 Days.
Yep.
And,
all of Prince's music was great.
Every one of them.
I don't think he had a bad song.
Right.
I think he had a bad movie. The second one?
You know what movie I thought? The sequel to Purple Rain?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What was that called?
I don't even know, but that
was... There was a sequel to Purple Rain?
Yes.
How did I not even know that?
Yes.
Yes, there was.
Called.
It wasn't called
Bridge.
When Doves Cry.
Graffiti Bridge.
Oh, yeah, Graffiti Bridge, yes.
And now,
remember, we watched it one night.
I remember that night.
After he died, we rented them.
The song from it. Thieves in the Temple. By the way, what an awesome song this is.
Huh? Well, anyways.
Your movie's crap, but your songs are great.
Thank you, Christopher, for that. 1984, Wheel of Turn Back Time, I guess.
Solid. Totally
solid. It was
solid.
Every song. That's how we grew up.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean.
That's how we grew up. We all grew up.
Yeah, I was 14.
Come on.
I mean, it's funny. I just talked about.
It's just amazing how much great music came out of that era.
Some of these songs that are in the top
100. The 80s.
Are some of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
So we talked about Paul Weller earlier. His band, the Style Council, the one after the Jam, was on with My Ever Changing Mood. Ghost in You by the Psychedelic Furs, one of my favorite Boston bands. Face to Face with 10-9-8. Bon Jovi broke in
well, speaking
in
84. 1984? You can't mention 1984. Without this song. Wow.
Hey, all I can say is this. For years...
David Lee Roth was so corny.
Really? You know, for years, everybody wanted Van Halen to get back together with Roth. Now that they're back together, everyone's screaming for them to get back with Hagar. not good anymore. Not good. Oh, Polly. Number 60, Guilty Pleasure Song. Missing You by John Waite.
Oh, my God. That song is crazy. Remember that song?
Yes, it's a guilty pleasure song. More Prince on here, written by Prince, produced by Prince. The Glamorous Life.
Glamorous Life. What's that, Sheila E?
Sheila E.
Yeah, great song, great song.
The song and video that ended Billy Squire's career, Rock Me Tonight. If you
that ended this.
Put on the video.
I love Billy Squire, but.
It ended his career pretty much.
I'm watching the video right now, and I can't even look at David Lee Roth.
No.
He's... Oh. All right. So, anyways, 3:34 in the afternoon. Do you have a couple stories for us, Tina Marie?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Jump!
Might as well jump.
But
we'll
for
just
your love?
Play this through. What's that?
But not for my love. You're not jumping for anything. You're just jumping to jump.
Wow, look at Eddie Van Halen. He's so young.
Oh, no kidding. They've seen him now?
Yeah, he looks like Richards.
he looks older than Keith Richards now. When did Eddie Van Halen get older than Keith Richards?
He looks like he lives in an alley.
Oh, my. Okay, Tina Marie, take it away.
Okay. Let's fast forward to Nashville. Of all places... Nashville, not like the rest of us.
It's not.
So,
you're from Nashville because you're the only 10 I see.
Rim shot.
Very good. Oh,
I know you're not ready for it. It's fine. We didn't know Chris was going to say that.
No.
I never know I'm going to say it.
So this gentleman, we'll call him. His name is Christopher Wade. I'm calling him out. He's 55. He goes into a store called Hustler Hollywood. What kind of store do you think that is?
Oh, can I guess? Can
yes,
I guess?
Yes, yes, go, okay. Go. Sir, your choice.
Children's clothing and furniture.
Ding, 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 ding. Polly, would you like to guess what kind of store that is? Hustler Hollywood.
I'm going to say movie and toy store.
Close.
Adult.
It is a lingerie store.
Ooh la la.
Probably similar to Victoria's Secrets, but in Nashville. So anyways, Mr. Christopher Wade proceeded into the store and started arguing with the assistant manager. She claims he was intoxicated. He grabbed the scantily clad mannequin and ran out of the store with her. In the process, she lost her arm. He did not retrieve her arm. He threw her very viciously into the passenger seat of his truck and fled off with her.
Hmm.
They found him in bed with the mannequin. He took off her clothes, though. She was worth $5,000 without her clothes on.
Did he think it was Kim Cattrall from Mannequin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he thought it was alive.
He was charged with theft of property.
Imagine that. He's like watching the movie Mannequin with a naked mannequin in bed.
And he runs out and grabs the mannequin out of Hustler Hollywood.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Wow.
Yeah, the police found him in bed with the mannequin. With no arm. She lost her left arm, wow. Actually. She was armless on the left side.
Maybe he had a kink. Maybe he's a little kinky for one arm.
Maybe she was a righty.
Maybe.
So, it probably wasn't too
bad. I think in that case, you're ambidextrous. Most women are.
Oh, my gosh. Please lock the children up.
how does it not go that way with us? It did.
Did I mention that Wang Chung was on the charts?
Wang Chung, really?
Wang Chung.
What song was it? Wang Chung Tonight? Wasn't that the name of this song?
Yeah.
Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
This is another one.
Yeah.
Want to hear about the lady in New Hampshire?
Sure.
So this woman in New Hampshire from, she's from Hollis, but this happened in Merrimack.
Dishline Merrimack.
Merrimack.
She worked in Merrimack Flower Shop. She was stealing money from them, and she got caught. So she decided to leave a plastic bag filled with animal feces on the steps of the store. And that's what Garth Brooks said.
He sure did.
Ruined the black tie affair at the flower shop.
What?
Hey, everybody. Come on. Welcome. Oh, what is this? Is this a bag of fecal matter? Jenny, pick it up.
She got arrested for theft and taking one count of criminal trespass and animal feces.
I would love to be her lawyer.
She got charged for stealing animal feces.
I'd love to be her. Excuse me, but how can you charge my client here where she actually gave? It's a flower shop. She gave fertilizer. I say we throw this out.
And somebody let
it probably would be.
The dog poop on the sidewalk. She just picked it up and put it in a bag and left it on the doorstep.
This is a good idea.
Yeah.
Said by no one.
I do have one more.
Okay.
This is a good one. This is about a woman who's an artist and her revolutionary vagina.
That's Prince's old band, Prince and the Revolutionary Vagina, but the record company made them change it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She makes vagina dioramas, vagina faucets, glow-in-the-dark vaginas, vagina iPhone cases, and a remote-controlled vagina car.
Stop. 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 I'm going to rewind the tape. I think I heard you say vagina iPhone cases.
Yes.
Was that what Steve Jobs gave his life up for?
I think.
Sacrificing his health to come up with the iPhone so this woman can use her vagina to make money off it.
She actually uses a mold of her actual vagina, and she has a kayak that's made from an enlarged 3D scan.
Of her
vajayjay.
And who sings that song? Queen Queefala?
All right.
Excuse me, honey, can you hear up there? Is need a new case?
You can go to 1-800-MY-VAJAY, and you can find it.
Where is she on the interwebs? Does she have a Facebook page?
Yes, look, yeah. There she is.
Hey, look at me.
That's her kayak.
Oh, good for you. She calls it her kayak. Kind of reminds me of that old joke. Oh, my gosh.
It looks like
her
for JJ.
Oh, my God. Reminds me of that old joke. Hey, the woman said to the musician, I didn't know your organ was so small. And he says, I didn't know I was playing in the cathedral. Thank you very much.
Look at
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
That's a pretty big opening to sit in for the kayak, though.
Hey.
Yeah, for the kayak, you say, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to post that on our Giddy Up page. The whole article, the pictures, everything. Because it's funny. It's a lot more to it, but we won't go into it because this is a family show.
Right. Not one of your swing joints.
That's right.
Or your kayak joints.
Where you bring your kayak for JJ.
A good-for-nothing artist and her revolutionary
vagina.
Well, good for you making money off your vagina. I'm sure you're the first woman ever to do that.
Right.
Wonk, wonk.
He's making his own drops.
Hold on.
He just did.
I know he did. Wow.
Oh, man.
It is now
on
the Giddy Up.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to post it to my page. What? What are you uh-ohing about?
Nothing.
You peeing in your seat?
Yes.
Again.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? You don't get it in my truck. You have to walk.
Yep.
Maybe Chris will give you a ride home. You have a towel?
All right, kids.
Yes, but it's for the dog.
Oh.
I also have a leash in the back seat, so.
3:44 in the afternoon, kids. And, Hey,
Chip.
Hey, Chip. You are listening to the Giddy Up. And we're going to take a quick break and come back with our goodbyes. I know we don't want to, but we kind of have to. So take us out, Tina Marie. And thank you for the news, the silly news, because it was very silly.
It was silly.
So take us out, please.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California. A teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information.
vacation. And buy me a star to believe that it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. In Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And now they're all we'll be right back.
I was laughing about.
Bass players going through people's fridges. What else?
Yes. Cut the shite.
Did you put it on?
I didn't put anything on. What do you want me to put on?
Put on.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up 3:54 in the afternoon. We're just about.
We don't want it to done. End.
No, we don't want it to end. But we have other engagements.
Other commitments. If you will.
I don't have any engagements.
Oh, really?
We're not engaged. Are? Are you asking me?
No,
I'm just kidding.
yeah, performing it.
I am introducing the Red Sox team today.
Oh, at Fenway, you have the special announcer?
Which is nice.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'd be better than a drunk Dick Flavin.
Anyways, kids,
it's Guy Ostremski. He hasn't played since 83. Shut up! It's Guy Ostremski.
Today is going to be, kind of overcast for the most of the day. 75, a high of 75. And tomorrow, I hate giving bad weather, but...
Then don't give it.
It's going to be... tomorrow, get your barbecue in early if you're going to barbecue. It's going to be a high of 70, maybe. And but it's going to be late showers, so get your barbecue in early. And then Sunday looks like a just complete washout.
No, sir. That's my grandfather's party.
I'm sorry. I don't make the weather. I just, read it.
What? You told.
75.
He told us he made it.
75. I did tell you. And then Monday is going to be beautiful.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go back to work and...
Happy.
75 degrees, but scattered storms all day.
Well, happy 89th birthday to my grandfather.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Definitely happy 89th degrees. I mean,
89th degrees.
years old, I meant. All right.
He is young. He's young.
Yes. Oh, he's a spry one. Yeah, he wrestled me last time I was at his birthday party last year. And he was only 88. Anyways,
wait, was that the proof of what he was drinking?
Yeah.
Probably. Would you guys like to say your goodbyes for now?
Yes, I have something to play.
Go ahead.
Am I on?
You're on.
You're always on.
Oh.
I love the Cinnabons. And then I saved the plastic for after, because that's the best part. Yay!
What is wrong with you two? See, I can't have anybody sitting across from me because they...
That was special ed from cranking.
They're commiserating over there. Say your goodbyes.
Thank you all for listening. Have a safe weekend. And a shout out to the kids, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee and Christina, who we miss. They're at camp until July 23rd. And Miss Emily and my favorite cat, Zoe, that sleeps on my head.
She does.
She does.
Christopher?
I had my two cats, Teddy and Spencer, sleeping in between me, and I couldn't move last night.
So. Right.
I feel your pain.
So, hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Once again, we appreciate everything, and what we do is for you folks. So remember, just in life, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can.
That's right. Very profound words from the funny man. Anyways, we're going to take a 166-hour break, boys and girls, and we want to thank you all very much for listening in, and hope we gave you a laugh to start off your weekend, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. And I have to apologize. I really don't want to Kyle Ostremski. He's in the green room, and he was supposed to be on the show today. But
it's all right. I gave him a bottle. He's fine.
But we're sorry to Yaz and all... As I say always, always be a rock and never roll. Stay Boston strong. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial.